This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
42 years ago today, do you believe in miracles? Yes, yes, the 1980 Miracle on Ice came to be. And Dave Christian, you were a member of that team. If I'd have told you, just think, going into that week or that Olympic series, somebody said, yeah, Dave, 42 years from now, there's going to be a radio guy calling you on WCCO, and he's going to want to talk about what you did. What would you have thought? I mean, I can't think of, from an athletic standpoint, how anyone could have a more life-changing event than that.
Well, I most certainly probably would not remember 42 years ago had it been different.
Yes, yes. You know, I never asked this, somebody said, they were telling me, you know, that one of the interesting things was, if you studied it closely, was where guys went right after the Olympics, because, you know, some might have gone to the NHL, some back to college, some to the minor leagues. Where did you go right after?
I played my first game in Winnipeg with the Jets. 1 week after, the following Sunday, the Olympics were over. We played Finland in that final game, and a week later, I played my first professional game as a Winnipeg Jet.
What was that like?
It was a little bit surreal.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing in the big leagues now, and you don't want them to think, hey, you're just a gold medal guy. You want to prove yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there was still, you know, certainly still a lot to prove at that point. Like, yeah, it was kind of like, so what? All right, you're 20 years old. You got a lot, you know, we would hope you got a lot of hockey ahead of you. And, you got to go out and prove yourself all over again.
I mean, do they make it clear that, hey, that gold medal was great, but that don't mean anything here? Is that the message you get?
Not so much that. It was just, you know, like, okay, that win and that gold medal got you here for now.
Yep.
Like, you got 15 games left in this season, and then you're going to have to come to training camp and earn a spot on the team next year. But, you know, it's giving you a chance right now, presently, and right away. And I think as a 20-year-old, you're it's like the Olympics ended, and you're like, okay, I still want to play this game for a living, and so let's move on and let's get going, and that's kind of what happened.
Now, Dave, when you're in the Olympic Village like that, we hear so much, you know, stories about the village and this and that. At what point did you guys become the feature story? Not until you beat the Russians, or was it before then that people started to go, hey, are you playing on the hockey team, when they saw you in the sweats?
You know, I think maybe after the game against Czechoslovakia, we tied Sweden first game, we beat Czechoslovakia in the second game, and maybe it was that point that we started noticing some of our fellow U.S. athletes coming to games. We walked right across. We were able to we're watching Eric Heiden and his incredible feat.
Sure.
Winning every speed skating event right through the tunnel, right out onto the speed skating oval. So, you know, we started seeing a lot more of the U.S. contingent at our games. And, you know, I think as a whole, much like the country, you know, after that game against Czechoslovakia, the attention started to turn to, hey, let's go see what this team might be capable of.
Did you go watch a lot of other events, or did Herb have you guys on lockdown? What was that like?
Well, we not so much on lockdown, but you know, we played every other day. We got out to, you know, we saw some of the figure skating because it was taking place in the same building. As I said, the speed skating oval was right through the tunnel of the arena, right across the street. Went out and watched some ski jumping one day. That's probably the extent of it. It's too far to go to watch any downhill.
Sure.
We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, I understand. It was, you do what you can do, but you know that you're there to play hockey, etc. So, but when you had lost to Russia at Madison Square Garden just a couple weeks earlier, what were your impressions of them at that time? I mean, did they seem unbeatable? Was it like, what's the point of playing them? Or did you feel like, hey, if everything, you know, I can kind of see a pathway here. What was that like after that game?
So I think it was a matter of realizing that we had shown them absolutely nothing in that game, mm-hmm. and they literally had showed us, as we thought they were, the things that we thought that and knew they were capable of, they laid it out there, and we observed for pretty much the first half of the game, and then, you know, maybe kind of got into it a little bit and started to play. And as Herb reminded us after the game, that when we finally decided to play, you know, we skated to 3-3 tie. Now, obviously, I don't know that they let up much, but we did finally start to play. As the commentators on TV said, if you were watching the game, you know, it was, the final was 10-3, and it wasn't even that close. they literally put us in our place in that game. And so after that, it was kind of like Herb just said, you know, forget about it. We're going to Lake Placid. We're leaving for Lake Placid tomorrow. And, you know, we don't know if we're going to play him again, but we'll just be ready to play our first game of the Olympics.
I don't remember. Was there much gamesmanship with Lines? Did the Lines stay the same once you got to the Olympics, or did he juggle them?
You know, I think at that point, I think they stayed pretty much the same. I think at least two players that had played majority of the year together stayed together, and they might have been, you know, that third person on the line rotated through depending on game situations. But I think for the most part, you know, obviously we had the Conehead line, the boys from the Iron Range, Harrington, Pavlich, and Schneider. They had been together for almost the whole year, and they stayed together. So, yeah, there was not a lot of line juggling during and going into it once we got to Lake Placid.
Dave Christian is our guest, member of the Miracle on Ice team, of course, 42 years later, that they claimed the gold medal today as we celebrate it. So you're getting ready to play Russia in the Olympics. And is there, have you gotten to a point now where there is real confidence that, hey, if things go right, we could be with them, and let's just get to the third period and take our chances? What was the preparation? Was it a radically different game plan than you saw at Madison Square Garden, or what happened?
Well, I think the big thing with the game plan was, hey, let's not go out there and embarrass ourselves like we did mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago.
There was the motivation, huh?
That was the motivation, yes. And then it was kind of like, you know, you hang with them, and, you know, the game is close, and a 60-minute game all of a sudden becomes a 40-minute game, which becomes a 20-minute game. And, you know, the expectations that Herb laid out at the very beginning was, we may not be the best team when we get to Lake Placid, but I can guarantee you this, we will be the best conditioned team mm-hmm. when we get to Lake Placid. And that was a realistic, and we bought into that. Like, hey, we're in shape, and we can skate with them. Now, yeah, we need lots of breaks, but with, you know, the fact that you go out there and you work hard and you make your own breaks, and you know, the things just kind of fell into place, and before you know it, you're 10 minutes to go in the game and you got a one goal lead, and it's like, just keep on playing.
We had Rob McClanahan on with us last week, Dave, and he pointed out something, and I guess maybe, I don't know if I've heard it before or not, but he said the last 10 minutes of that game, what he remembers is the puck was hot potato because nobody wanted to be the one that turned it over and gave the Russians a chance, you know, a sniper opportunity. Do you remember that piece of it as the game wore down?
Well, I think I do remember that it didn't seem like, you go out for a shift, you look at the clock, you go out for a shift, come back, and you look up and you go, it didn't move. It didn't change. The time didn't change. And it was like the clock was going in slow. The game's going hyper speed, and the clock is moving in slow motion.
Is Herb vocal in the last period of the game? Is attention to detail? At that point, does he just let you play? What happens from his standpoint?
So he keeps reminding us at that point to just play your game. And, you know, in looking back on it, it's been many years now, but looking back at that game, his demeanor didn't really change. It was if, like, in his mind, he expected us to be in the lead. And it wasn't like we saw, and you observe somewhat of a panic on the Soviet bench. And Herb's demeanor didn't change. He just kept repeating, just play your game. And he was paying attention to detail. He had our Doc Nagabots on a stopwatch, making sure that, you know, nobody was staying on the ice and taking long shifts. And yeah, he was paying attention to detail, but, you know, not in an excited manner, like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? We're in the lead. What do we do now? It was like it was something that he expected.
What was Mark Johnson like at that point in time? You know, if you had one focal point offensive weapon, it probably would have been him. Was he a leader that way, or was he by example? What was he like in terms of the way that you guys surrounded him?
Well, he led by example, and he knew he was there. Like, he was magic.
Yeah,
and that's what we called him, Magic Johnson. And so he was magic with the puck, and like scored so many big goals for us. And, yeah, it was lead by example. He just went on and played every shift, didn't take any off, and led us by example.
Now, Dave, you get done with that game and you go into the locker room, and you still got one to play, of course, against Finland. What is that like? Are you allowed to celebrate? Does Herb got you going, hey, boys, don't smile too big here? What was that like after you beat the Russians?
Well, it was there was some celebration, but then, you know, then the room kind of got quiet. It was like, oh, my gosh, it's over. We don't have to go out. A sense of relief. Like,
yeah, we don't have to beat them again, right?
The game ended. We won. Wow, holy man. And then, you know, it was like, okay, we got another game. And, you know, that's Friday. We have a pretty tough practice, not long, but a pretty good hard skate on Saturday, just kind of, you know, Herbie refocusing us on the fact that, you know, we did have another game. But yeah, we were excited in the room. Then we were relieved. And then, you know, just kind of like, holy man, yeah, don't have to beat them again. We beat them.
Yeah.
We won the right game.
That's right, and you don't ever have to do it again. Now, obviously, this is pre-social media and cell phone. Are you hearing a lot from War Road at this point in time, you being one of the favorite sons, or are you kind of, at that point in time, is there not a lot of communication?
We're hearing from, not only from War, we're hearing from the whole country at at this point and leading into that game with all the telegrams we had plastered all over the walls leading to the ice from the locker room. The little vestibule right outside of our locker room was covered in telegrams. The walls on the way to the ice are covered in telegrams. And yeah, we are hearing from all of our hometowns and a tremendous outpouring of support and encouragement.
And at the same time, you've got this tension with Russia, much if there's a parallel to today, as they now toy with Ukraine and whatever's going to happen there. It was a different kind of a Cold War at that time. Did you have a sense of the Russia relations with the U.S., a great sense of it? Were you like a typical college kid that you're aware of it, but you didn't know a lot about it? What was that piece of it like?
I think we were all aware of what was going on, and it was at that point prior to the Olympics where President Carter had made the decision to boycott the Moscow Summer Games in 80. We were aware of kind of what was going on with regard to the Cold War and all of that. Yeah, we were aware of it, but it really was treated as a, you know, an opportunity to play a game and the excitement of it. We're playing against the best team in the world. And let's go see what we can do.
And last week, I mentioned when you got done and everybody went to different places to play hockey. What was your first stop? Was there a parade in War Road? Was there what?
My first stop, I remember, was flying back with the group and having a parade in Minneapolis, and was probably, having gone to the University of North Dakota, it definitely was the only time that I had ever been cheered at Williams Arena.
What was it, pretty big time though? Did you get a real sense of when they showed up that day?
Well, I think it was it started that morning. After the Olympics, we went and visited the White House, and there were people lining the streets as buses made their way to the White House.
Wow!
There were crowds lining the streets and flags, and I think that was kind of the start of it. That we're like, holy mackerel!
And they're waving flags, right?
Incredible! Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, David, I appreciate it very much. I'll do this with you every year if you want, because we need some feel-good stories in this day and age, and that still provides one, and we love listening to it every year. Thank you so much for engaging us.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Dave Christian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.